Blog Talk Radio.
Born into this world and I was made in his likeness. Created in his image so my walk must be righteous. I'm in God mode, I'm in that God mode. I live for Christ, I live this life in God mode. Born into this world and I was made in his likeness. Created in his image so my walk must be righteous. I'm in God mode, I'm in that God mode. I live for Christ, I live this life in God mode. In his image I've been created, so I'm gon' live like it. Created by the Father's hands, his craftsmanship, you can't deny it. Covered in his blood, my redemption, I can't hide it. All good things come from above, my Jesus, he supplies it. Faith like Daniel, cause he shuts the mouth of every lion. He cuts his enemies down to size, like David's top on Goliath. The war is on, soldiers good, fight, yeah, I will fight it. The kingdom of God suffers violence, so I can't be afraid of dying. I live this life, I live for Christ, I operate in God mode. This earth's a mission field, I've been deployed in the hot zone. I must walk in my purpose until the day come and do what he has planned for me, finish what he begun. Amos and I am a saint, that's who I am, plain to see. In the beginning before earth, that's what I was made to be. I wake every day to live in his image and to be just like him. God mode is what I'm in, so I can't let my light dim. Born into this world and I was made in his likeness. Created in his image, so my walk must be righteous. I'm in God mode, I'm in that God mode. I live for Christ, I live this life in God mode. Born into this world and I was made in his likeness. Created in his image, so my walk must be righteous. I'm in God mode, I'm in that God mode. I live for Christ, I live this life in God mode. Must walk worthy of this call like Colossians 1:10. Yeah, his grace does abound. God forbid we continue in sin. This race I'm running in. Worthily I must complete and keep the faith. Finish the work that he prepared for me. Love will wax cold. Fiery darts will be thrown. He's my help in time of need. So boldly I approach the throne. I got recruited. I've been enlisted in my God's army. If I drink poison from the serpent, no, it won't harm me. My God heals those who suffer. Christ's power like none other. Lay hands and they recover. Give new tongues, not a stutter. Cast out devils, raise the dead. Can't live off just bread. Must walk in what he said. Watch the lame or rise from bed. All authority and power he freely gives to us. To have dominion over the enemy. To all those who trust in my God and live for him. Fearing all the unknown. Because he died for me. Must operate in God mode. Born into this world and I was made in his likeness. Created in his image so my walk must be righteous. I'm in God mode, I'm in that God mode. I live for Christ, I live this life in God mode. Born into this world and I was made in his likeness. Created in his image so my walk must be righteous. I'm in God mode, I'm in that God mode. I live for Christ, I live this life in God mode.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah.
I'm like a movement,
yeah.
Got them exclusive,
yeah.
All I know is support.
Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, honest, showcase.
Christ inside me,
I support, ain't no much time it, leave it feel, yeah, yeah, all up inside me,
I support my
way, like, body and my head, if you send it out, I won't,
this is your daughter, I'm a supporter, if you love Jesus,
I'm a supporter.
Jesus,
Together, yeah, this kingdom, hey, we shoot like the warriors. Take your best shot, cause we are royal. I remember this by April 24, I was Kobe Bryant. Unity with the KS fam, ain't no cap and dial.
Never end, never turn, rockin' the shit. When we sink up, we never drown. Megazords, now we one body. We party with Alicia, the online disc jockey, yeah. Bringing the heat and no secret, more underdogs consistently. The love of Christ is leading KS Radio to remove the veil, and I do it silently. We gon' get it, yeah.
If you ask around, they'll tell you it's not what you know, it's who you know. Thank God I serve a God who provides all I need. And then some fuck from basic, he's amazing. Ask him if he know me, he say
that's my babe.
And now I can't.
That you love God and hate his creation, it just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary, and not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something, but when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
KS Radio Show family, KS Radio Show Nation, KS Nation, what's good, what's going on? Good afternoon to all of you beautiful men and women of God. I appreciate all of you guys' support. In case if you didn't have a chance to tune in to the show last night with T. Barlow, I just want to say thank you for tuning in today. The shows are recorded live, so you can definitely tap in to that show later on, but today is Saturday, September 17th. It's 4 o'clock p.m. And I got the homie, the Brody, TFL, in the building all the way from California. Definitely honored to have him on the show to share his music and his testimony again. And we're going to go ahead and open up the show with prayer, get TFL in queue, and then we're going to play some of his music and get the show on the road. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you. Lord, thank you for everything that you have done for us, even from the womb up until now, oh Lord. And Lord, if there's anything that we have said and done that is outside of your will, something that displeases you, Lord, we ask for forgiveness right now, oh God. Lord, I know that my brother TFL is my guest today and on September 17th, but I just pray that you would just continue to elevate him, expand his ministry. touch his family, bless his finances, O Lord. Touch his heart and bless his heart. Touch his mind and bless his mind, O Lord. Continue to just let him be the vessel that you have called him to be for his family and for the ministry that you have given him, for the community of people that is around him, and even for the unbelievers, so that they can see what it looks like, what Jesus' love looks like in the lives of a believer. So, Lord, bless my listeners on today. Bless the artists that are on the playlist today. Bless Teresa. Bless Caleb. Bless TSL. Bless Tavy. And even bless Quest and all of those who will listen to the radio show later on. So, Lord, if we are outside of your will, I pray that you would give us guidance and help us get back on the correct path of doing what you have called us to do, doing what you have designed us to do. And, Lord, whatever it is that we are lacking in our lives, whether it's this lack of compassion, whether it's this lack of forgiveness, whether it's this lack of your Holy Spirit, whether it's lack of love, if it's lack of communication, whatever it is, O Lord, I pray that you would just fill that void in our lives, O Lord, and just continue to have your way in my life and even in the life of those who are listening. And, Lord, again, if we have done something that is outside of your will, something that displeases you, we pray for forgiveness right now, God, and we pray that you will help us in every aspect of our lives for the betterment of our individual selves, as the betterment for those who are around us, inside and out of our bodies, O Lord. So, Lord, just continue to have your way. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. TFL is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. TFL, man, are you there, bro? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I'm great, man. I'm great. A little bit of challenges this morning because I was definitely multitasking. I was trying to listen to the AEZ interview from last night with Jay Meezy, and then I was listening to the T-Baller one at the same time while sending out emails, and I was actually on the phone talking to Tony D or Tony Kelly from Cleveland with his radio network with Ms. Donna Walton, texting her at the same time, and then I got another phone call that came in, all while I'm trying to get my nephew to sit down and watch the show with me. So it's been a challenging morning. What can I say? It's been the challenging morning of multitasking, but I am here. I am grateful. My son Tristan is with me, and we're just going to rock out. We're going to have a lot of fun today. So I'm thankful.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. It sounds like you was busy, busy this morning.
Busy, busy. And not even to mention that, like, I was super busy. And I had to make the flyer for Miss Annalise, who's going to be my guest next Friday. So I had to send that out and get it made and all that other good stuff. So it's been a busy morning. And I guess I will just eventually find some food after I do this show.
I hope so, man. I want you to fall out, man.
I'm definitely not going to fall out. Hopefully my son leaves me some Sprite in this cup. But if not, I'll just go back to McDonald's to get some more. Cool, bro. I'm thankful. It's been a testing, trying season these last couple months last couple of weeks. But God is good, and I continue to give him all the glory, all the honor that he deserves. Amen.
Yes. Amen, amen.
Amen. So, bro, man, I want to give you a round of applause for joining me on this beautiful Saturday morning in Cincinnati. I didn't mean to say morning. I'm sorry, y'all, man. I'm still trying to reflect from last night. But Saturday afternoon, man, y'all got to bear with me. TFL is already on the West Coast, so he's 3 hours behind. So he's still on a little bit of the morning time. But yeah, I'm grateful, bro. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the KS Radio Show. For those who don't know what KS stands for, if you didn't hear it in the intro, KS stands for Kingdom Supporter, and we're here to support the homie TFL. TFL, man, for those who are listening who don't know your testimony, can you shed light on that? How did you come to Christ, and how long have you been making music?
All right, so basically, I say maybe 3 years ago, I had been actually doing music my whole life pretty much, but I never was really serious about it like that. I had a group that I was with back in the day, And, you know, we did a little something, but it wasn't nothing too big, but it was all secular music. You know, just being young and out there, you know, trying to be something that I really wasn't, you know. And make a long story short, I moved to Memphis. I lived out there for like 15 years because I was originally born out there. And I moved to California when I was young, and I grew up out here. And, man, when I moved back out here to California, me and my wife, we were just sitting there talking, and I was actually working on a project at the time, and I was almost finished with the project, and God just spoke to me, and he was like, don't put that out. I got something else for you to do. If you're going to represent, you're going to represent me. If you're going to get on the microphone and talk, you're going to speak the truth. You're going to tell people what it really is out here. You know, so I sat down with my wife, talked to her, told her about it. And, you know, I told her, I was like, you know, if I'm going to do it, then, you know, I got to be really about it. So I gave my life to Christ, and it's not a cakewalk. You know, I'm going to let people know that it's not a cakewalk. I still have demons and things that I had to deal with, but I give all the honor and glory to God because every day I'm able to battle with them, and every day I'm winning. Every day I'm getting better and bigger and better and bigger, and it's all for his glory. So, you know, that's how I got started, and it's crazy because I never really came out with an album, but as soon as he gave me the green light, it's like all this music just start flowing. And, man, I dropped a single, did a little something with that. Then the next thing I know, I finished my album, came out with my album Victory. That was my first album I dropped. And the rest is history. I've been doing music ever since. And me and my wife, we actually, we have a podcast also. And, you know, all of this happened off of me just stepping on a leap of faith and just obeying what God told me, you know. And we've been going strong now for 3 years on that. You know, and like I said, all the honor and glory go to him. You know, I grew up in a small city, you know, called East Palo Alto, and you know, it was rough. You know, we wasn't no lightweights. You know, it was a murder capital for a year, maybe 2 years, and you know, a lot of my homies that I grew up with, going to school with, you know, they lost their lives in the streets, and you know, me growing up, I tried to do that, and it just wasn't me. Because God had another plan for me, but being young, I didn't know that. So, you know, I just thank God that he kept me, and you know, he kept his hands on me, you know, and always remember that things your journey is a lesson. Understand that your journey is a lesson. All the things that you go through is a lesson for you to get bigger and better in life. So when you get to the point where you're supposed to be at, you have a testimony, so that way you could give that testimony to the next person, because you never know who you might run into, and God tell you to spit your testimony, and it might change their life. They might be going through that same thing at that exact moment. You never know. So, you know, that's how I started, and, you know, I've been going hard for the kingdom ever since, man. And like I said, man, everything I do, man, all the honor and the glory, man, it go to the Most High.
Amen, bro. You know, I want to say I met you because of your radio show, because of your podcast called The Building Blocks that you and your wife have. I want to say that she had was it a book that she was promoting like a couple of years ago? And I was honored to have
her
as a guest.
Yes,
so
sir.
That's how we met.
Yeah, she dropped a book about a year ago. It's called He Teaches Me to War With My Hands. It's out now. Y'all can go check that out also. But, man, it's just funny how God just moved things, and he put pieces together for people to meet, you know. But we have to just be on alert, you know, and know when God is really moving in that, you know what I'm saying? Because just off of a lot of things that happened between me and you and my wife being on your show and all that, man, a lot of different things have happened since then. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just, like I said, man, I just give thanks to God, man, because he putting all the pieces to the puzzle together. All I'm doing is just playing my part.
Me too, bro. As a servant, we just play our parts. Of course, we have all these quote-unquote titles and professional terms, but in all, we're just servants of God. So I'm thankful to be a servant to the King, just serving his people. Not doing it out of, like, you know, selfish gain or anything like that. I just want to see people win. You feel me? Whether
Amen.
It's somebody that I know, somebody that I don't know, somebody in my city, somebody outside of my city, somebody I don't know. It don't even matter. I just want to see the Kingdom of God winning. You feel me? So I'm thankful for the connections and the friendships that I have built and, you know, have continued since the beginning of the KS Radio Show and even before the KS Radio Show. It's people that see me, you know, from high school and like, bro, how long you been doing radio? Just out of nowhere, like, we ain't even friends on Facebook. How you know I got a radio show? All the glory of God, bro. All the glory of God. Because I'm like, what? You're not even following me. What do you mean a radio show? I don't know what you're talking about. But no, I come across people all the time from high school, and they be like, oh, I didn't know you do radio. And then I have to tell them how I got started, and, you know, that's the story in itself. So I'm thankful and grateful for the friendship that I am, the people that I'm connected to with friendships and bonds and, you know, music and ministry. It definitely speaks volumes when somebody can inbox me like, hey, this person was talking about you and I would like to be on your show, or she shared your post and I just want to know more about your radio show. That's definitely an honor, and I'm definitely unworthy. So all glory be to God.
Amen, amen. I totally agree with you, man. I mean, you know, that's what it's about, though. You know, we networking with each other and fellowshipping with each other. And, you know, iron sharpens iron, man. I'm not perfect. You not perfect. We still babies in all this. You know what I'm saying? So you never know. Me and you might have a conversation and something come up. The Holy Spirit come in there and something come up. And I learned something from that. Spiritually, you know what I'm saying? But it all has a purpose. You see what I'm saying? It all has a purpose. And one thing about it, man, when you're doing the work of God and you really doing it out the wholeness of your heart, it can't do nothing but flourish. You know, but we have to understand that sometimes it takes time for that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes a little time for it to develop because you have to develop. So when that time comes where people start walking up to you and telling you that, you know, you can be humble enough to accept it and not get the big head and know, you know, and exactly know where it come from. You know, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what's up, man. You know, and like I said, man, I'm thankful for the connections that I got just off of doing what I'm doing. You know, in the vehicle that I'm using, because God gave me this gift to put it out there. And a lot of us, you know, I know it's a lot of people on here that's saved, but I'm talking to the people that's not saved. You know, God wants you as you are right now. He wants to use you right now. You know what I'm saying? He gave you the gift that he gave you, whether it's rapping, whether it's singing, whether it's art, dancing, talking, because a lot of us have mouthpiece. You see what I'm saying? But we're not using it the right way. We're supposed to use our mouthpiece, man, to glorify God, to bring people to him so they can get through the trials and the tribulations that they're going through. Because if we don't, they're going to stay in the cycle. They're going to stay in Egypt. People have to understand Egypt is bondage. We hear Egypt and we think, oh, the land Egypt. And, yeah, it was the land Egypt, but it was also bondage. And it's our duty, man, to give our testimonies, man, and talk to people and minister to people and show love to people and show them, you know, the image of Christ. Because a lot of people don't really know him like that. We hear stories of him. We go to church. And they tell us these stories, but a lot of us don't really know. So it's our duty for us to go out there, man, and network, man, and talk to the sick. the church is supposed to be a hospital, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you go to the hospital, you ain't going to the hospital if you well. You go to the hospital because you're sick and you're trying to get better. You're trying to get well. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that you know, God just put that on my heart right then to say that, because it might be somebody on here that need to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, what you're going through right now is for you to be able to tell somebody later on in the future that's going to be going through that same thing or something similar to that. Always remember that. You know what I'm saying? So the people that you meeting, the people that you dealing with, the people that's leaving your life, the people that's coming in your life, is all for a purpose. It's all for a purpose. You know, I just wanted to say that, man, because I don't know, God put it on my heart to put that out there, man.
Amen. And whether you want to admit it or not, whether you want to make a post on social media or not, whether you want to call somebody and talk to somebody or not, we're all going through something.
Amen.
Whether we want to admit it or not, as individuals or not, we're all going through something, or just came out of something, or still going through something. So for the listeners, just be encouraged and know that whatever chapter you are in your life is going to help somebody in the future. But we're going to go ahead and take our first music break. The homie TFL is not only a radio personality, but he's also a man of God and also an artist. So we have three of his tracks in queue. One of them is a feature track with the homie Mr. Pickney, and two of his own tracks. So we're gonna go ahead and get into the World is a Stage track. And then after this song, we're going to come back and ask him what was the inspiration behind it. So without any further ado, you guys enjoy this track, TFL, The World is a Stage. Check it out.
Okay.
And propagate the images that are most advantageous for the power structure to use in order to facilitate its agenda. If we want black men in jail and dead, we need black rappers to promote a constant message of destruction and degeneracy.
Let's get it.
Every rap video, every rap element.
We grew up in the era of money and sex,
yeah.
And if you bump it gums, you get laid to rest.
Sure.
Every rapper that we knew was on the same thing. Either you pimp or pushing or you gang bang.
Man.
You ever wonder why?
Why?
Why every single song was pushing sin to glorify? Why we went from revolution to everybody getting high, dying over streets and throwing up their gang signs. The devil got some soldiers too, and the weapon they've been using is the media to get at you.
Man.
Push it in their eyes and ears and watch it change their view. Put a rapper in front of the tube and watch them act a fool.
Hi.
Monkey see, monkey do, and then we got them fools. They knew that entertainment was the biggest tool.
Yeah.
And we fell for the hype, cause every single night somebody loses their life under the big lights.
Man.
Lights, camera, action is a game, and everybody got a role they must play,
cause the world is a thing.
They stab you in the back, smile in your face, you get it up and then you give her play,
cause the world is a thing.
Lights, camera, action is a game, and everybody got a role they must play,
cause the world is a thing.
They stab you in your back, smile in your face, you get it up and then you give her play,
cause the world is a thing.
They pushing hate for us to self-destruct. Put a commodity in their rock so it's big bucks.
Man,
they push a little this, sell a little that. Distract us with all of this lust and pop behind our back. And when the emotional ride slows up,
what?
They bring a puppet up in the front, the boost is back up.
Yeah.
Now we back in the cycle of kill everything.
Dang.
Doing anything under the sun for some chump change.
Ching.
Got the blondie and the blind, or is it?
What?
Cause most of the stuff they telling you, bro, they ain't never did it. Most of the hoods they claiming they ain't never been in it.
Nope.
And if they were to step in, their career would be finished. But it still be business, murder, kill for the dope.
Yeah.
Manipulate the generation to hate each other more.
Yeah.
And it don't matter if they do it in your face.
Why?
Cause the rabbit gon' always follow the carrot to the big day.
Yeah.
Lights, camera, action is a game.
Yeah.
And everybody got a role they must play.
Cause the world is a thing.
They stab you in the back, smile in your face.
Yeah.
Use it up and then you give her play.
Cause the world is a thing.
Lights, camera, action is a game,
yeah.
And everybody got a role they must play,
cause the world is a
fade.
Just stab you in your back, smile in your face. Shut it up and then you get replaced.
Cause the world is a stage.
Killing black people.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This your boy, K-Drama. And you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Keep it locked.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the KS Radio Show. That was my guest today, TFL with The World is a Stage. And before I can bring him back into the mix, into the queue, I just want to give a big shout out to my sister, Kenesha Warlick, who is the founder and owner of All Things Essential Oils and More LLC. And in case if you are asking yourself, what is an essential oil and what it does? My sister has just started a YouTube channel called All Things Essential Oils and More LLC. You guys can subscribe to her channel or you can go to her website, which is in the description of this show. She has all kind of oils and she even does custom orders as well. So if you know somebody who has a skin disease, she has something for that. If you know someone who has eczema problems, she has something for that. If you just have a headache one night and you need something better than Advil or Tylenol, she has something for that. And guess what? All these products are natural. Nothing over the counter. All these are natural. They came from the earth because God put them there. And someone with the inspiration and the education and the intellect to do it, they turn into either an oil or some kind of like mist, something natural that we could use so we don't have to worry about the side effects later, just being whole, being healthy, and being full. If you guys need any more information, check out her website, www.allthingsessential22.com. And if I said it too fast, just check out the description of the show with the homie TFL. Now, we all heard in the commercial that the KS Radio Show does shout out. So TFL, with you being my guest, it's only right that I ask you if you have any shout outs you would like to give today or any birthday shout out.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I want to say happy, happy, happy birthday to my little one, Harmony. She's finna turn 10, the big 10. You know, so we finna turn up this weekend. Her birthday is actually on the 21st, you know, and we are super excited, you know. And also, I want to give a shout-out and happy birthday to myself. My birthday is on the 23rd. It's coming up. So, you know, we finna, you know, turn up. I'm going to take a little vacation and dip me and my wife and have some fun, you know, and, you know, come back and get back to work, man. But, man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to the Judah Gang Nation. I want to give a shout-out to Keyway. Give a shout-out to Eternal, LJ. I want to give a shout-out to, man, who else, man? I want to give a shout-out to Frederick Hallelujah. I want to give a shout out to Al Caso. I want to give a shout out to Christ Like Music Group. Man, it's so many people, man, that's affiliated with what we're doing in the movement. And man, I want to give a shout out to the fans, man. Shout out to you for supporting what we're doing. You know, I want to give a big shout out to my wife for being my number one supporter. You know, man, want to give a shout out to my mom, my dad, all my family. Man, I mean, the list goes on. If I forgot you, I apologize. You know I love you. I love you in Christ. You know what it is. You know, tap in with me. Man, hey, we out here. You know what I'm saying? We out here. I just want to give a shout out to everybody, man. I just love everybody, though. Real talk, man. I just love everybody, man. I just want everybody to be what they're supposed to be, man.
Amen. So I do know that today's birthdays is Miss Margie Santos, who also has a show called 10 Energy Network. And surprisingly, we both started the businesses and the ministries at the same during the same year. Also, a big shout out and happy birthday to Miss Annalise, who's going to be my guest next Friday, which is the 23rd, which is your birthday. So I will be giving you an additional shout out on that day. But shout out to Tavi Sawavy and all of those that are listening live. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my son, Tristan. Shout out to my sister, Kanisha, and everybody who supports the KS Radio Show. We wouldn't be here without you guys' support, and we definitely wouldn't be here without the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank God for Jesus and everything that he has done for me and for us. Amen. So we just heard the word is a stage. What was the inspiration behind that track, if you don't mind me asking?
Basically, man, I just wanted to put a message out there to the young generation, you know, like, don't be fooled by what you see in these rap videos and what you hear on these rap songs on the radio and on your Spotify and on your iTunes, and because, you know, a lot of them, they are getting paid to talk about that type of stuff. They don't really live that life. You have some out here that really do, but you see what happens to the ones that really do. And we have a lot of good artists that's on the wrong path, and we losing a lot of artists to senseless violence. You know, and it starts with us. We are the voice. People have to understand, when you get on the microphone and you spit your verse, whatever you talking about, that's a radio wave. That's why it's called the radio, because you're sending out a wave to the people, and certain people catch that wave. That's why nowadays, when you got to pay attention to the vocal languages out here right now. Yeah, you better catch the wave. So what wave are you putting out there? You know what I'm saying? So I just put a message out there to let people know, like, look, don't be deceived and fooled by what you're hearing out here, because all this is smoke and mirrors. All this is smoke and mirrors when you really look at it, because when you really meet these artists that talk that talk, man, I guarantee you 90% of them, maybe even more than that, they grew up in a well good home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they might not have been rich. Some of them might have been. You know what I'm saying? But it's the message. Regardless of how you grew up, even if you grew up in a bad neighborhood, why would you want to rap about doing all this bad stuff, man? I'm trying to change that. It's about change. But the change that we're headed to is bad out here, man. But it starts, like I said, it starts with us, man. So that's where that song came from, man, to let people know, like, look, you know, don't be fooled by what you're seeing out here, man, because they got an agenda. And their agenda is to kill us. You know what I'm saying? And they want our babies. They ain't worried about the older people. They ain't worried about me and you and our mom and our dads and our grandparents like that, because we already done. We set in our ways. We finna, pretty soon, you know, it's coming. people don't talk about it, but it's real. You know what I'm saying? So their agenda is to get to the younger generation so they can wipe them out. You see what I'm saying? And it's through the type of music that's out here. It's through the type of movies that they put out here. You know what I'm saying? And they know that it attracts us because that's our flesh. Our flesh is going to be attracted to things like that because it's the thrill. You see what I'm saying? But the message, you constantly pushing that message out there, man, it's not helping us as a people. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by as a people, I'm talking about as a human race, all of us, not black, not white, not Mexican, not Russian, not Chinese, none of that. It's about us as a whole. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that song came from, man, just to let people know what's really going on out here, man. You know, and I was caught up in that when I was younger. You know, it started with us, man. When we grew up, man, we had those artists that was talking gangster rap, and they would talk about killing people and doing selling drugs and pimping
doing
women
drugs.
And all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It started with us. You know what I'm saying? But we have to get to a point where we change the narrative because we losing. While we think we winning because we got all the diamonds and all the money in our pockets, that don't mean Diddly Squad is somebody coming to you right now that have been listening to somebody talk about robbing somebody, then they rob you and they kill you. But if we change the narrative of it, you see what I'm saying? And we tell them, look, man, put your faith in God, man. You know what I'm saying? Go out here and do something right. Do something productive that's going to build the community instead of destroy the community. And then see what happens. You know, so,
absolutely.
You know, it's deep, man. So that's where it came from, man, because, you know, it's time for a change, man.
It is long overdue for a change. And it shouldn't have had to start or had to continue with the death of, you know, different people in the black community to get us to be unified. So
it seems like that's the only time we come together.
Sad, bro, is when there's a death. Yeah, that's sad, bro. That says a lot. Just like a funeral should not be the only time that a family gathers. But it is.
Exactly.
Death should not be the only reason that we gather.
You know, I'm going to say this. A lot of us miss blessings, man, because of the simple fact that we don't connect with our family. Because you never know who your family member might be until it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Man, we have to start coming together, man, and starting to really know where we come from. And it's not about all we come from Africa, none of that, man. We got to learn where we come from over here. How you going to know your ancestors from the past tense and from history if you don't even know who you related to right now as you living right now? And it's sad because there's a lot of people out here that's like that. I remember people would have family reunions, man. It's a lot of people don't have family reunions no more because a lot of people now so busy focused on what's going on around them. We lose track of that. You know what I'm saying? We lose track of that. You know, and like I said, man, a lot of us miss out on a lot of things that God is trying to put in front of us all because of the simple fact that, man, we don't connect with just even the people that's in our family, our bloodline. You have a lot of great people that's in your family. Yeah, they might not have a lot of money, but they might have a lot of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is applied knowledge
power.
Is power. Let me say that. Applied knowledge is power. You see what I'm saying? But how you going to get it if you're not connecting and fellowshipping with the people that's even in your family? Or even deeper than that, man, the people that's in your neighborhood. You might be living right next door to a person, man, that have a great idea that might change the whole community. And you might have the peace to go with that, but y'all don't even talk. But the Bible tells us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, though. But we don't even want to talk to our neighbors. We don't even want to just say, hey, how you doing today?
Talk that talk,
you know,
TFL.
So, I'm just saying, you know, we got to come together, you know, and like I said before, it starts with us. We are the voice. We don't have people out there like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X anymore. It's not people out there like that. People listen to us. People listen to you, your podcast, me and my wife podcast, my music. You see what I'm saying? People listen to people like Mr. Pinkney. You see what I'm saying? We are the voices. So make sure that when you putting your voice out there, you putting the right message out there. That's going to really change something because that's the purpose. The purpose is to change. Put all the childish games away. We out here playing Grand Theft Auto. We out here playing GTA. We out here like it's a video game. Man, it's time to put that away.
We grown.
You know what I'm saying? We grown now. Because, man, we don't, man. Our kids, man, they kids, man, they going to – you think we got it bad. It's getting worse day by day.
You feel me?
It's getting worse.
They going to suffer, and it's going to be worse than before.
Man.
So we got to step up and be the change. We got to be the
stop sign
for all the nonsense in the world. We got to be the stop sign for those generational curses that's in our bloodline. We have to be the stop sign for those things. And we have to speak truth to power in order to see things change. And how do we speak truth to power? We sit in the lap of Jesus Christ, and he tells us when to speak, how to speak, and where to speak in order for things to be received in love. And hopefully when it's received in love, it would move on someone's heart. And then we can see the change in people.
That's right. That's it right
but
there.
But it starts with us.
I got
a question from one of our listeners. They want to know, what does TFL stand for?
TFL stands for Truth for Life. Because I feel like if I'm going to grab the microphone and I talk to you, because when I do my music, I'm really just talking to you. I'm giving you a message. So I'm going to spit the truth. I'm going to tell you what's going on around us and how we can change that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, how Jesus saves, how he died for us so we can have victory. The victory is already won. That's true. So that's where my name came from, Truth for Life. So instead of just having a whole thing saying Truth for Life, I just cut it down and said, look, TFL.
And it's unique. I don't think in 6 years I've seen a song called TFL or another artist named TFL.
You'd be surprised. There's some artists out there, but it's only one me. That's why on my website is The Real TFL. Because I'm the only one that's out here that's been, you know, from what I've heard, I'm being honest, from what I've heard off of the other ones, I don't went through a discrepancy because they confused me with them and all that, and I finally got that cleared up, you know, but just off of hearing what they was talking about, nah. That's why my name is True for Life. Yeah, it's TFL, but it's True for Life. I don't know what they TFL stand for, but mine's is True for Life.
Gotcha. Well, TFL, man, we have two exclusive songs from the homie Edify, who's going to be our guest on the Godson Listening Party coming up this Wednesday, which is the 21st of September. He sent me over these two songs. One is called Masquerade, and the other one is called Scorched. Which one do you think we should play for the listeners today?
Let's play Scorched.
All right. So I'm going to play 1 minute. 1 minute of the song, because these songs are not yet released, and hopefully they will be released sometime soon. But definitely check out this exclusive track by the homie Edify featuring Queef right here called Scorched on the KS Radio Show. Check it out. Let's go.
It's just one way.
Yeah.
Been on the road, ain't no looking back. Hits at the chest, call it cardiac. I keep taking the punches that Manny packed.
been speaking the truth, always getting fat. Better get out of the way or you laying flat. When the truth that they stomach, that's silly act, that's real. I'm in the field, tell them that we coming through, give them that deal. When you hear the trumpets, know they finna own me. We near, time's here, better listen, here's the deal. Cause I'm headed right back to the office, lost up. Now I'm about to give up work, do a real often. I was in a dark space, breaking out the coffin. Cross space, still living life straight, flossing. Hashtag blessed, now I'm back up in the ballgame. Finally let me in, all I needed was a login. They was all talking, I walked in my calling. And if you ever cross me, I'm praying for you often, that's honest. Yeah, I got a new outlook, that's word in my comma. I pause in the margins, my old life was hardened. I came back new, had my enemies shook. That's Reggie at the garden, my old ways in carnage. I let go of bondage, when they try to call me, no, I ain't responding, I promise. If they wanna step up.
All right, that's all y'all get. That's all y'all get. Exclusive snippet from the homie Edify called Scorch featuring Queese. Again, I have no idea when it drops, but they gave him permission to play it. He's going to be at the Hustle Pray Eat conference this year on September 23rd and the 24th, which I believe is next Friday and Saturday. I wish I could be there, but I got some pre-scheduled engagements already with my niece and with the fam. But I know it's going to be a great turnout because last year was a great turnout. But TFL, man, what do you think about that exclusive snippet called Scorch?
Man, it's fire. I like the beat. I like the flow on it. You know, the message. Yeah, that's gonna be a nice one when he drop it.
Well, while we're already in the mood of listening to exclusive music, I'm going to go ahead and present this next exclusive track called Masquerade by Edify featuring the homie Tank. Again, I'm playing like 45 seconds, maybe 50 seconds of the song. It's like a 3-minute song. So you guys, I'm honoring the homie Edify, who's going to be our guest on the Godson Listening Party this Wednesday. And hopefully you guys will enjoy this track. Here is Masquerade. Check it out.
It's just one way.
Yeah. You can't rap like this, touch him with the Midas. Must got the itis, they so fast asleep. Try to wake him up, got souls to read. Cause captives free, most captives cheap. Feed you lies, only feel the greed. When it gets you hooked like it's nicotine. Put that poison all in your bloodstream and then make you feed. Try putting a hand on the movement, maybe that's stopping friends. Like change to a movie, turn into a plot twist oculus. I'm transparent without some binoculars. Show the audience, don't want applause for this. First divorce lawyer instead of therapist. Feel you gotta split. Try not to quit and then exhaustion hit. Like it's full of lessons, better not forget. Avoid embarrassment, they archive it quick. Really gotta give it time to sit, looking deep within, become a better man. Follow God's plan, it's in God's hands. And it's silly, be feeling sick. You ignore the signs, you gon' meet the ditch. Had to live and learn and won't go back again.
Alright, that's all y'all get. I can't give y'all no more, man. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that Masquerade snippet from the homie Edify featuring Tank. Again, he just sent these to me, didn't say when they will be releasing, but he will be performing them live at the Hustle Pray Eat conference next weekend. If you guys are available to make it up to Grand Rapids, please go and, you know, go live so I can watch it and have the same experiences if I was there. TFL, man, what you think about that Masquerade track?
Man, that was fire too, man. Yeah, he got some fire, man.
So I can't wait for the release of the project. I'm definitely listening to these songs in my spare time, but I'm glad that you guys enjoyed it. For the listeners, if you guys have any questions for TFL, I know the homie Quest asks, what does TFL mean? But if anybody else has any questions or, you know, any feedback or any encouragement that you guys want to give my guest today, definitely press the number one key, take your phone off mute. And if you are listening via online and you want to dial in, the number is 914-205-5471. You guys definitely tap in with us today. And we actually have a caller, 857. Let's see who we got on the KS Radio Show today. Welcome to the show. Who we got on the line?
Yo, what's going on? It's Frederick. Hallelujah. What's going on, dog?
What's going on, Freddie Praise? What's happening with you, bro?
Chilling, man. Just wanted to call in. You know, I was listening to the show. Just wanted to call in and, you know, show my brother TFL some love. That's the triple OG of the squad, the triple O stats. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? That's my guy right
Chilling,
there. Y'all
you know,
doing
just making
dance,
his moves.
Man. Yes, sir. Yes,
what's
sir.
What's
up? I say, man, that's my guy right there, man. Frederick, hallelujah, man. Freddie, praise, man. Hey, man, look, y'all check out. Look, I know this is my interview. Look, but check this out, man. Y'all go check out my boy, man, EP Before I Manifest, y'all. Hey, I'm telling you, man, that man got some bangers on there, y'all. I'm telling y'all,
bangers,
man.
Bangers, you hear me?
Bangers on there, y'all.
Absolute bangers, like no questions asked, no but, no comma, just absolute bangers, you hear me? Bandcamp.com,
yes,
man. Go ahead and cop that from the homie Frederick. Hallelujah. Before I Manifest, available now. You feel me?
I appreciate that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's not about me. It's about my big dog over here, all the way in Cali. Just wanted to show some love. You know what I'm saying? Wanted to show some love to KS Radio. And as always, it's Christ Life, not just in Boston, but worldwide. You know what I'm saying? We all around the country.
Hey,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Well, we appreciate you, Freddie Praise, man. Frederick, hallelujah, in the building, you guys. Definitely appreciate you, bro. Thank you for chiming in today. Did you have any questions or anything for, you know, the homie TFL or any feedback?
I do have some questions. I have one question. No, I don't have a question. I just want to say I love you, dog. Just keep doing your thing, man. I see what you're doing. You promoting the heck out of this this Coolie Ave single. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be helping you out on your end. And just know that it's gonna be featured on Feelings United 3, dropping hopefully the end of this month, if not this month, next month. I'm just giving the squad some more time to drop some stuff so we can all push this thing together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You heard it. You heard it. CLMG United 3.
I heard it. I heard it. The KS Nation heard it, you guys. Yeah, definitely going
to
be something to look forward to.
Yeah, man, I got a new single dropping actually on my birthday on the 23rd. It's called Coolie Ave. It's going to be off of my next album called My Roots. I'm looking to drop that album the beginning of next year, first quarter next year. So y'all be on the lookout for that, y'all.
Amen. Well, we do have more of your music in queue. Again, shout out to the homie Frederick, hallelujah, for chiming in, tapping in with us just to show some love. Maybe not have a feature with him on the project. We don't know. But whenever it drops,
we're
definitely going to support.
For sure, we already got it in, lined up. It's
gotcha.
Already lined up.
So we've already played the exclusive music in the playlist. Next up is none other than your song called Play No Games featuring the homie Design from Australia. Now, what was the inspiration behind this track called Play No Games?
All right, so the song is called Play No Games, and my partner name is actually called Dyson. He's from Australia,
Dyson.
From Sydney. Yeah, big shout out to Sydney. You know what I'm saying? The song was produced by Nebs. He's out there also. That's Dyson's producer. He produced the beat. He sent me the beat, and man, when I heard the beat, I fell in love with it. And I asked Dyson to get on the song with me. We did the song, and man, that's all I can say is, man, when you hear it, if you haven't heard it, when you hear it, you're going to hear the West Coast vibes. But the crazy thing about it is because of the fact that Dyson is on the song, it gives it a little twist with the Australian flow. So, you know, y'all just check it out, man. It's out now. It's off of my album, The New World, that's out now on all digital platforms. But, man, y'all check it out, man. It's a real good song. It's an up-tempo song, catchy song, but it got a strong message in it.
Amen. Well, we're not going to let them hold their ears any longer. We're going to go ahead and bless the people, bless the listeners today with this Play No Games track by the homie TFL featuring Dyson right here on the KS Radio Show. And y'all keep it locked, man. Y'all know what it is. Let's get it. Let's go.
I don't know why they think they could play with it. I don't know why they think they could play with God.
Game.
All these
fake illusions, trying to run game on the Lord, and the other niggas gon' cut. He don't play no games.
Anybody want, man, God, it's not a plan.
He don't
that paid across to be the boss. We waited every single day trying to be on top, but at the end we all end up with a loss. Cause we take them out the picture, and we don't see the issue till the time they catch the issue. Now we wanna pray, now we wanna cry, now we wanna live, now we wanna try. You better think of for his grave, but time is ticking away and you ain't got time to play. You don't wanna be late for the day, Mr. Runner don't get a piece of the wedding cake. Because he coming back for his bride, he prays at home, it's only a matter of time. He could be any minute, any hour, any day, or any second that we pray. Let's go,
trying to run game on the Lord and the only lead.
The enemy's always telling lies, cause we know that the truth won't be televised. Fake news every night got them petrified, but we only trust in God, he'll forever rise. Yeah, cause Jehovah ain't playing with wolves in sheep's clothing, and we know they claim Satan. The higher they get, the harder they fall. His word is my weapon, like I'm armed with a sword. It's a spiritual battle, I'm going hard in this war. These fools are selling their soul, but mine can't be bought. Yeah, people living that lie, you know they never win. TFL and dice on the mic, you know we get it in. I stay committed to the Most High, like a wedding ring. You want eternal life, when you die, you need to let him in. Cause we could never make it on our own. He's the King of all kings, and he's staying on the throne, yeah.
Trying to run game on the Lord, and the only
is that point. TFL and Dice.
CLMC West Coast. He don't play no game.
Sydney to the Bay.
For my guy Music Group. He don't play no game. To the gang in the building. He don't play no game. He ain't playing, y'all. He don't play no game.
Hey, man, y'all know who else don't play no games? Man, this group coming from Florida named Relentless Hope. Man, this is their brand new track called Bass Hit. And check this out. Their video on YouTube is doing crazy numbers right now in the viewer section. So if you guys have not heard of this song, enjoy it. And after you hear it on the KS Radio Show, definitely slide over to YouTube and check out the video. Here is Relentless Hope with Bass Hit. Check it out. All the way from Fort Myers, Florida, man. Let's get it. Let's go. It's the KS Radio Show. Let's go.
I be praising Jesus Christ. Why the baby?
Tiptoeing in my jade, John, I got a lot to say. Hey. Old woman passed away, Jesus raised me from that grave. Hey. I'm gonna keep praising while it's stepping in stride. It's all about Jesus, I've been bought with that price. Bouncing my head to that 808 drum. Got that living H2O, won't you come and get you some? Talking from the sidelines, you don't know about me. I'm in Florida sunshine, man, I'm clean and set free. And I be praising Jesus while that bass hit. About to break through, I can taste it. To give it to him and let go of your past. Get you some peace and quit living so fast. It's nothing about me and it's all about him. It's power in the blood and forgiveness of my sins. His love breaks through while that bass goes boom. He died and he rose, he left death in that tomb. Praising Jesus Christ while that bass hit. Praising Jesus Christ while that bass hit. Praising Jesus Christ while that bass hit.
I'll open you go,
but they go, in a
hate. Praising Jesus Christ while that bass hit. Praising Jesus Christ while that bass hit. Praising Jesus Christ while that bass hit.
Old school body slam, call me Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah,
I'm back
brother.
On the mic, gotta keep the thing going. Got a smile on my face, cause Jesus saved my soul. Call me Pony Boy, cause I always stay golden. I'm back on my grizzly bear, you know I ain't stopping. Go hard like a 1992 Dennis Rodman. Putting demons in the coffin, you hating and you plotting. I'm still out here pushing hope, man, miss me with the gossip. You bragging about your chains while I praise the chain breaker. Jesus in your post, put your life to flex Satan. I'm talking about his love, and nothing but the blood. You can only see the change when you give the world up. You can front, you can face, you ain't fooling me, dawg. And you can talk behind my back, man, I'm cool with it all. But this is real talk, all glory to God. And I'ma keep praising Jesus, I don't know about y'all, but I'm
praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here? Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here? Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here?
All open you go,
when they
go,
love it, I hate it.
Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here? Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here? Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here?
All open you go,
when they love it, I hate it.
Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here? Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here? Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here?
All open you go,
when they love it, I hate it.
Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here? Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here? Praising Jesus Christ, why the bass here?
All open you go,
when they love it, I hate it.
Oh yeah, brother.
You ready?
Hey, this is Isaac Whitaker of the Charging Station Radio and the Charging Station Network. And you are plugged in to Cincinnati's very own Alicio Torres right here on the KS Radio Show, bringing you the best in inspirational hip-hop music. It is the KS Lifter Boy.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing that is worse.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
Amen. Definitely appreciate none other than Relentless with that bass hit track. And we heard the commercial from ShalomChic.com. If you guys are interested in their products, And if you guys are interested in her products for women of every size and every color, everything. If you're looking for anything for women, this is the website to shop at, ShalomChic.com. Just click the link in the description and support those. As well as my guest, you guys calling in from California, showing some love and also, you know, playing his music as well. TFL, you enjoying yourself today, bro?
Yes, sir.
What you think about that bass hit track?
I liked it, man. It was a real up-tempo song, something that you can dance to and give praise to, you know, and man, it was a good song, man.
Amen, man. Relentless Hope, man, they done been through a lot in their marriage, and now they keep Jesus at the center of everything, and that's why they do the music now. So we're grateful and thankful for second chances and, you know, saying no to divorce. You feel me? So all glory be to God for their music and for what they're doing. I know they got a lot on their plate, so just, you know, I just want to give them their flowers while they're here, while they're alive. So shout out to Relentless Hope from Fort Myers, Florida, doing it big with all their music and workshops to come. So TFL is my guest, bro. We have one more song, which is Mr. Pickney's song, and it's featuring you. So how do you know Mr. Pickney? I do know that both of you guys are in California. So how did you guys cross paths?
Man, God, man. That's all I can say, man. God, man, it was crazy, but you know, just me doing my podcast. See, on my podcast, I interview artists as well, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the artists that I interviewed one time, and we just clicked. You know what I'm saying? He was on the same page that I was on, and we just started talking, and we built a relationship, man. And now I got a brother, you know what I'm saying? And big shout out to Mr. Pigney, man. If y'all ain't heard his new album, you know what I'm saying, called The Rebirth, man, check it out.
The Rebirth.
Yes, sir. You know, that's a powerful album, man. If you haven't heard it, check it out, man. But, man, my brother, you know, he's always been supportive of me. And likewise, you know, and like I said, man, it wasn't number God, man. You know, he put it together, man. And here we are now, man. Me and him been doing music together back and forth. We done shows together. We got a video out together, two videos out, to be honest. We got two videos out together. We done multiple shows. We actually have a show coming up on the 8th with Todd Clanton, October 8th in Bellevue, Bellflower, California. And, man, if you out there in the L.A. area, man, come check us out. You know, come check us out. Have a good night of worship and praise. There's going to be a lot of testimonies. And some good music. Come check it out, though. But, man, that's how I met, bro. You know, just networking, like how you network. And, man, God just put it together and meshed it all together, man. And here we are.
Hey, amen. I do want to – I just have this feeling in my heart that we're going to go over our time, which is 17 minutes. So if you guys who are listening online and if we go over our time, you guys could dial in and still listen to the show. Just do it before 17 minutes. And, again, I just have a feeling the show is going to go over just a little bit today because of the conversation and the music. But I'm glad that you met Mr. Pickney like that through networking, because that's what, you know, that's what ministry is all about. It's about, you know,
amen,
preaching the word of God, you know, spreading the gospel, and also making those connections, because we never know who we are connected to, just like you were talking about earlier. You may live next door to the person with the most brilliant idea to write a book, and that book can change the whole community. So you never know who you're connected to. And you're connected to the homie, Mr. Pickney, whose song we're going to play next. And Faint Not is one of the videos that's out from Mr. Pickney that's featuring you in the video as well. So I might have to get Mr. Pickney on the show to talk about what made him want to do a video for this track. But while I got you here, what made you collabing with Mr. Pickney?
Man, when he sent me the song, he sent me the concept of the song, I was like, yes, because that's the message. Faint not. Whatever you're going through, just keep your faith in God and don't buckle. That's all faint not means, is that you buckling under the pressure. You see what I'm saying? So, but we can't mm-hmm. buckle under the pressure. We have to keep our faith in God and know that, man, this too shall pass. God has never forsaken us. He's never let us down. So
never.
Just keep your faith. Just keep your faith and mm-hmm. don't faint not. You know what I'm saying? That's where it came from, man. And man, when he sent me the song, man, I was blown away. And shout out to Anthony Desire, too. You know, he's singing on the hook, man. He's singing the chorus on there, you know. And man, when we put it all together, man, it was a powerful song, man. You know, I just want to give shout out to all the supporters, man, that's supporting it, supporting the video also. It's out now on YouTube, you know. And, man, just keep sharing it. Keep sharing it, because it's a message behind it. It's not about the views. It's about the message. Somebody need to hear the message. You know what I'm saying? But, man, that's how I got on the song, man. When he sent it to me, I fell in love with it, and, man, I dropped my verse and sent it back to him.
Absolutely. Well, I want to give you a round of applause for breaking it down so smoothly, so easily, and so well. Amen. And then we can go ahead and get into the track. It's not a lot of people that can introduce somebody else's song, but you did it flawlessly, and I believe you took the words from Mr. Pickney, and, you know, you let them out over the airwaves. So thank you for breaking down that song. We're going to go ahead and get into this Mr. Pickney track called Faint Not. Trent, my guest, CFL, and Anthony Desire. Man, the men of God are in the building on this track, man. Man, let's get it. Let's go. Here is Faint Not by Mr. Pickney. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Mr.
It's a
Pickney.
Vibe track. If you ain't ready to vibe, I don't know what to tell you. Put
Shoot
on your
game.
Mama,
now that the stakes are higher, we move with the fire. Some say last day struck with the dire. What pandemic? My daddy offered the hire. But searching my heart, saw the desire. Started seeking them first and then it's all at it. The whole time, that's the way he had it. Started trusting the process, then came to war with the flesh. Taught the difference between the tip and test. Had to lean on the rock like it's all like.
Oh, you thought your boy KS was playing? Man, I told y'all this was a vibe track, man. I hope y'all got your dancing shoes on. If you got arthritis in your knees, you better pray for healing. Mr. Pinkney, faint not, man. Let's get it. Let's go, man. Let's start dancing for the Lord, featuring TFL and Anthony Desire, man. It's the KS Radio Show. Let's go.
Mr. Pinkney, TFL, Judah Gang. Now that the stakes are higher, we move with the fire. Some say last day struck with the dire. What pandemic? My daddy offered the hire. But searching my heart, saw the desire. Started seeking them first and then it's all at it. The whole time, that's the way he had it. Started trusting the process, then came to war with the flesh. Taught the difference between the tip and test. Had to lean on the rock like it's all I got. The cost was if they like it or not. Never seen it straight and narrow, neither the darts and arrows. So I had to keep them both on the sparrow. From the belly of beast, they rise like the yeast. Since vengeance is yours, help us to come in peace. Grow worry not, though they tighten the knot. Taught me in due time, we reap if we faint not.
Also hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will fly, they will soar on eagle's wing. They will run, not grow weary. They will walk, not be faint. Just don't you stop. You'll reap if you faint not.
We gotta keep it moving, yeah, I know it's hard. Every single day it seems an obstacle to stand it tall. But be strong and remember to keep the faith. Even when it's small as a mustard seed, it's still great. Cause the faith can move mountains, and that's a fact. Our belief and mentality is the only thing that's holding us back. Soon as the enemy sees a crack, he'll sneak in. Counting up our decisions and now we think we can't win. But it's royalty that's in our blood. That's why they distract us with all this vices and all this lust. Cause the finest want the finer things. But then we realize it don't mean anything when it come down to the king. All we need is him and we can have it all. If it's in his will, but we just obeying like Saul. But thank you, Father, for your grace and giving us power here in our spirit for us not to faint for real.
Cost now it's at all costs. Never more clear between truth and false. No longer black and white as 50 shades gray. So they never see the one who seeks and pray. I see kings and queens destined for finer things. No matter the heat it brings. Front line, you can tell through my bloodline. Spreading the good news so you get the shine. Told me not to grow weary, then you drew near me. So the thought of faint not no longer fear me. Told us in due time it'll all be fine. Then ordered our steps seen in the grind. Your will being done, nothing new under the sun. From last to first like the chosen one.
For real.
We'll worry not, though they tighten the knot. Taught us in due time we reap if we faint not. It's all I got. At the cost of if they like it or not. Never seen it straight and narrow, neither the darts and arrows. So I had to keep them both on the sparrow. From the belly of beast they rise like the yeast. So vengeance is yours, help us to come in peace. Grow worry not, though they tighten the knot. Taught us in due time we reap if we faint not. Cheer.
See, that's what happens.
God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Amen. You got a shout out to the homie TFL, Mr. Pickney, and Anthony Desire for that Faint Not track. Now, again, you guys, I know that we always think that we have everything figured out. We always think that sometimes we are the perfect example, but I want to encourage you guys and let you guys know that that is not true. Sometimes we drop the ball, and we will drop the ball if you haven't already. And there's no such thing as a perfect man or a perfect woman or the perfect disciple. There's no such thing as that. But what I can attest to, what I can agree to, is that once I gave Jesus my life, everything changed. TFL can attest to that. Tavis So Wavy can attest to that. All the listeners, if you're not a believer in Christ, I know that you don't know what I'm talking about. But for those who trust in Jesus, we can attest to that. That, yeah, we're not perfect. Yeah, we make mistakes. Yeah, we still yell. Yes, some days we don't eat, and some days we get in our flesh, and the flesh takes over. Whether we are on our job, whether we are in our cars, whether we are dealing with our children or other people's children or our relatives that are not saved, and, you know, they take us down memory lane, all kind of stuff. We will slip and fall. I encourage you guys that we don't know when Jesus is going to come back. We all know that the government has its own way of doing things, whether it's shutting down the EBT system or taking away anything. Could be student loans, could be, you know, changing the education system. But what we can trust in is Jesus. We can trust God that's going to stay the same, because the Bible tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So for those who don't know him in a personal way, for those who have not accepted Christ in their hearts like I have, like TFL have, and you guys have no idea about the blessings you guys are missing out on, about the connections you guys are missing out on, and ultimately the goal of making it into heaven, because that's the only way that we can make it to heaven. That's the only way that we can make it to God is through his son Jesus. So I want to offer salvation unto you guys who don't know him. Because Jesus is real, his love is real, his word continues to transform the people that read it, the people that apply it. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this salvation introduction here on the KS Radio Show, and then we're going to get one last question and answer from TFL about his social media, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of our way, and hopefully you guys will enjoy the rest of your Saturday afternoon, your Saturday evening, wherever you may be. But here is Reborn with the salvation clip. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me,
So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I receive that salvation. Celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
It's your boy D1. Right now you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
Hey man, you guys, we are back. Shout out to Reborn for that salvation clip. Definitely, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ in your heart today, hopefully you will later on. And hopefully God will water it and grow it in his time. But my guest today was TFL. Definitely enjoy hanging out with the Brody. TFL, did you enjoy yourself today, bro?
I most definitely did, man. You know, this is my second time being on here. And, you know, man, I had fun, man. I thank you for allowing me to be on here, you know. And, man, I had a ball, man.
Hey, man, well, I'm glad you did. You know, my platform is always open to you. This could be your second home if you want it to be. Anytime you're dropping music or your wife is dropping music or a book or, you know, an event that you guys are doing and you need another platform, another, you know, outlet to promote it, I'm always open, bro. I'm always a phone call or a text away.
Man, I appreciate that, man. And likewise, man.
Amen. So before we let you go, how can people get a hold of you on social media? And if they want to book you, I'm happy to get a hold of you.
Man, you could just go strictly to my website. That's www.therealtfl.com. You can connect to my social media on there. You can book me on there, but my email is so long, I don't want to say it. So just go on my website, and that way you can be able to book me. You can check out my merch. I got shirts. I got hoodies. I got beanies. I got all type of stuff that's coming. Also, we have a new winter collection that's getting ready to drop pretty soon. I'm finalizing all the things with that. But, man, just go check out my website, therealtfl.com. That way you can connect on Facebook. You can follow me on social media. You can follow me on YouTube. Everything is connected to that website.
Amen. TFL, I'm going to let you choose the last song between these artists that I'm going to name, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But hopefully everybody enjoyed the show. If you're not already following me on social media, please follow me at KS Radio Show everywhere on social media. And if you need me for anything, inbox me. And if you want to sow into my ministry, the Cash App is the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. We see you guys hopefully on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday with Jay Measy with the Godson Listening Party, or on next Friday, which is the 23rd, with Annalise, who's going to be my guest, empowering women and men because she is a life coach and she is an author and so many other things. But you guys definitely tap in with me if you haven't already. And, again, thank you all for listening today. TFL, I have
T-Dub, I got Ariana Marie, I got Word Rat, I got T-Ballo, and I got A-Easy. Who are we going to close this show out with today, bro?
You know what, man? I want to hear my boy T-Barlo, man. I ain't heard no T-Barlo in a minute.
So this track is called My People. He actually spoke on it last night while he gave you a shout-out. So shout-out to T-Barlo and for everyone who supported the show today. Shout-out to you guys. You guys are my people. And I thank you guys for your support today. Anyway, without any further ado, here's the last song of the day, last song of the episode. Here is T-Barlo with My People. And there's actually a music video circulating on YouTube, so definitely check it out. Without any further ado, I'll see you guys in the next episode. But until then, keep Jesus at the center of everything you do, say, and think. And, you know, always be willing to do what God wants you to do. Much love, peace, good night, and God bless. T-Barlo, My People. Let's go.
Yo, one love to my Pleasant Ridge family. Shout out to my people at Greater New Hope, St. Matthew Missionary Baptist Church, Tree of Life.
Yo, come on. I thank God for the people that he gave me. Starting with my parents, that's the people who had raised me. But still it took a village for the building of the baby. And they produced a man who can stand when it's crazy. Shout out to my brother and my sister. Even though the truth be told that you're from another mister. You're my siblings as a whole, please don't never get it twisted. We let nothing get betwixt us. If you think we bout that drama, oh my mama, you can miss us. True life, yo, shout out to my wife. I promise God, God, I said we'll always do what's right. We're blessed to have our children through your black and to a white. And when I say I do it for you, then that means I'm do or die. As I try to be like Christ, man. So much love in my fam. Don't see too much fight, man. Mama said I'm here for you and that is true for my friends. I don't have that many cause my friends become just like them. They're part of who I am. Yo, God bless me immensely with people standing with me. And since my God is for me, doesn't matter who against me. For every hater I discover, there's at least 10 or 20 people I know love me through the thick and through the skinny. Not just with me when I'm winning, and usually I'm losing. Yo, this is for my people growing with me through the movement. That's DC, JC, GT, J Reed, CC, J Creed, Reed B, KC, K3, Holton and Izzy. Ow, Fonzo on the mix, getting busy. Shout out to Dwayne Avita, Christy and Christina, Jesus little brother and Ryan Martinez. Just be Roger that, Andre Wright, and I can't forget my DJ. Word to Genesis, word to Hope Music, word to NYK, I'm loving what y'all doing. Queen Till, Hummingbird, Jocelyn, Jasmine, Regenerate, Twin, your track be going in. Christ, since you chose to put me on the track once again, after you put the gospel back in Christian rap for the win. So, this is for my people in Reform Barnes, ninjas in the inbox, stay away from porn stars, laughing at them TikToks for the gospel going hard, solid, never flip-flop, crusading Christians, curators of hip-hop, creators of dope art, we make it a don't chart, still speaking to your heart, crafted in his image, we're a people unified, and I'm blessed to have these moments with you here throughout my life, see there's so many I can name, if I didn't name yours, please don't charge it to the game, and understand the truth, that I love you just the same, I'm just going off the brain, and I'm saying, there's no reason, you should ever feel alone, cause my God is on the throne, and we're his people of the road, and we're his people of the road, it's the reason you should ever feel alone, you're my people, and we're his people of the road. That's the reason we should ever feel alone, and we're his people of the road, and that's the reason you should ever feel alone, you're my people, and we're his people of the road, and there's no reason you should ever feel alone.
One time for the I Can Network, see ya. One more time for my humble kings in the back,
grace and peace to rap and grace, grace and peace, B&B fam.